The way to build self-esteem is to build it on your accomplishments, is to build it on your skills. Take a moment and reflect back into your own childhood. And think a little bit about the things that you were able to do, not whether or not you wanted to, but the things that you were able to accomplish as a child that other kids didn't accomplish. It's not unusual for an 8-year-old child to take over all the family responsibilities. It's not unusual for a 5-year-old to take care of younger siblings. These are skills. And you need to recognize that it may be at your stage of life. I mean, many of you have decided, I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to have kids. I did that. I did that as a kid. I don't want to do it now. But when you look at skills, skills are not roles. Be careful that you don't confuse them. You may not want to play the role of parent in your life now, but that doesn't mean that you don't have the skill to do it if you choose. And choice is what makes it different. In order to build self-esteem, you need to go back into that childhood and to become aware of how remarkable you were, how incredible it was, the way in which you learned to survive, the way in which you learned to cope, and the way in which you developed in ways that other children didn't. You need to be able to give yourself credit for that, rather than just experience the pain and the horror of the fact that you didn't choose to be born into that family. That is the way that you begin to build self-esteem, without being afraid of who you are, because most of you are really very special. People in your lives know that. You are the ones that don't know that.